If you're a talent...
You are listening to the gospel on the radio. This is WJFP Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, Mangonia Park, West Palm Beach, Riviera Beach, 91.1, W230 AL, Cocoa Rockledge, Merritt Island, 93.9, W232 AZ, Melbourne, Palm Bay, 94.3, WJCB, Clewiston, Belgrade, Pahokee, South Bay, Harlem, Moorhaven, 88.5. WJFP.com, worldwide. Can you feel it? The gospel on the radio.
Good morning, radio listeners. You have tuned in to Newness of Life Radio Ministries, where the bishop is Bishop Darrell L. McMillan. I am your voice of hope, Pastor Prophetess Desi McMillan, and it is a blessing to be with you on this blessed day. I thank God for you that listen to us every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. God bless you, you, and you, and you. Yes, we're located right here at 415 U.S. Highway 1 in Lake Park, Florida, and you need to come and be with us to one of these power-packed services that we have every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We thank God for you, and we bless God because we know that He is an awesome God, and our hope, our expectation are from Him, and we thank God. I just want to encourage you in the Word of God today. Bless each and every one of you, all my faithful listeners. I want to, if you can, turn with me or sit and listen and consider the word of God on today from Psalms 43. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why doest thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out thy light and thy truth, and let them lead me. Let them bring me into thy holy hill and to thy tabernacle. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceedingly joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Thou art my... Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him. For who is the health of my countenance? He is my God. And this is a blessed reading of the Word of God. And there is always... And there will always be a conflict between our faith and our senses, being that our senses is the ability to hear, feel, taste, and see, and smell. Faith is our complete trust in God. Faith is our confidence in God. Faith is our complete persuasion in God. And so our senses always fight against our faith, what we believe. Our senses, we want to see it work out. We want to see how it plays out. We want to see. We want to see the bottom line. We want to make sure it adds up at the end of the day. We go by what we hear, but God wants us to walk by faith because the just shall live by faith. And we walk by faith and not by sight. But the enemy wants us to continue to walk by sight. We want us to continue to make plans and make decisions based on what we see, based on what we heard. But we have to stand on the word of God. Our hope is in God. Our trust is in God. Our expectations are from God. He's the one that placed it in my heart to believe and trust him for the impossible. If I can believe the invisible, I can have the impossible manifest in my life. And I thank God for his word, because in Psalm 42 and 43, our senses are objecting and our faith is answering. Faith being the only holy desire towards God and commune with him. The writer of these Psalms asks himself a question. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? In other words, why am I down and depressed? Why am I disturbed and in despair? Why am I discouraged right now? Why am I uneasy and troubled? Why am I without peace right now? Why am I having anxiety attacks? Why is there confusion and disorder within me? Why am I discouraged? Why, when I know who my God is, why am I in this place of darkness? Why I have pushed myself into this cave? Why am I in my darkest hour? When I know who my God is, I know how powerful he is. I know how mighty he is. And his word is forever settled in heaven. That which he has said, he's able to perform. He is a covenant-keeping God. And he knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for me. Thoughts of peace and not evil. He will bring me to an expected end. As I continue to meditate on his word, I will begin to be able to form the images, oh my God, of what he has spoken. In other words, I will begin to see myself on the other side of my present situation. I will see myself standing strong in areas where I'm weak right now, because he has sent me another comforter. He has sent me a counselor. He has sent me a helper and a strengthener. He has sent me a standby. He is my advocate and my intercessor, the Holy Spirit, the very truth of God. The truth, the spirit of truth is with me and abides within me. So I can stand strong. I can believe the word that God has spoken. Oh, yes, down in my spirit, it went past my intellect. It went past my emotion. And it penetrated my very spirit. So that gives me the ability to respond to what the word of God said. In spite of my present situation, I'm able to get up and take up my bed and walk. I'm able to get up and begin to rejoice where I was laid out and laid down. No one has to carry me anymore. I'm now able to stand on the word of God and his promises, knowing that he is an able God. In spite of my situation, I will not allow myself to remain down and depressed. I will not stay disturbed and in despair. I will not be troubled in my mind. I will not be without peace. For he promised to give me perfect peace. He promised to keep my mind and to keep my heart. I will not have a distracting care. I will not be confused, and I will not have disorder raiment and raging in my spirit, but I will trust God and his word. I will trust God and his promises, for that which he has said, surely it shall manifest in my life. Why? Because every word of God is forever settled in heaven. In spite of what this world may say, in spite of how bad the condition look, I can stand and I can trust God. My hope is in God. My hope is in God. I trust in him. I'm looking to him. I have hope for tomorrow. I expect God, I tell you, to come in and dwell in the midst of my situation, because I speak his word. I choose to believe the report of the Lord. Whatever he has said, that's what shall come to pass. Somebody needs to get it down in their spirit. It shall come to pass. I will not be disquieted. Why am I? The psalmist asked, why am I disquieted in my spirit? That means the absence of mental peace. Oh my goodness, the enemy is trying to move me from my mental peace. But I have peace in God. I have peace with God. For I am the child of God. He is my peace. In spite of what the situation looks like, he is my peace. And Paul said over in the book of Romans, I delight in the law of God after my inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the laws of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my member. Captivity actually means one who forcefully confined or restrained as a prisoner, someone who is enslaved by a strong emotion. This means that in my flesh, or being controlled by my senses and how I feel, my emotion will move me into a negative place. Because when you take the E off of emotion, you're left with motion. That's a movement. And it will move me into that place that is absent from peace, a place that will cause me to doubt God's word, a place of despair. Why am I so troubled? How did I get in this place? Sometimes God seems so far away from us in the time of need. Another reason is the word of God is not settled in your heart. You got to allow the word of God to be settled in your heart. Another reason you may be walking in fear instead of faith, you got to trust God at his word. That's what he said. He shall bring it to pass. My hope is in God. My hope is in God and God alone. If you feel drowned by your present circumstances and situation, keep in mind that God knows what's best for you. He knows how to bring you out. There's a set time for your deliverance. I know the enemy is laughing at you, and he's reminding you how long you've been going through. He's reminding you how hard it's been, and he's reminding you that nobody else that you know have ever came out of this thing. Nobody else have ever been healed of that disease or that disorder. Nobody else. Marriage in the family worked out. Nobody else's children is delivered. Nobody else can go and own a home. Oh my God, because nobody else did it in the family. But I'm here to tell you, put your trust in God. Look to him, for he is truly your help. Whatever he's promised, yes, he's able to perform. I just wanted to encourage you on today. You got to let yourself know that you got to have hope in God, not in your present situation. The longer you stare at the situation, the longer you meditate, the longer you continue to just think about it and go over and over in your mind, the stronger, the bigger it gets. But you have to meditate on the Lord's word. You got to meditate on what he has said, because he's able to bring back to pass what he has already spoken concerning your life, concerning your marriage, concerning your health, concerning your finances. He is an enabler. He will cause you to come up over and out, for he has given you the ability to push forth, to break out and to come over mightily. Yes, now you've been listening to Newness of Life Radio Ministry. We're located right here at 415 U.S. Highway 1 in Lake Park, Florida, where the bishop is Bishop Darrell L. McMillan. I am your voice of hope, Pastor Prophetess Jesse McMillan, and we truly believe that the word of God makes the difference. God bless you.